In terms of the cardiac toxicity data, my sort of global take on this is that TCH is roughly equivalent to the AC followed by docetaxel without trastuzumab.
If you look at the data, that actually isn't the case. If you look at left ventricular dysfunction progressively over time, both anthracycline-containing arms do worse. And that's not new. That's information that's been around a while for non-Herceptin anthracycline regimens, that we do make an impact. We have learned from the adjuvant trials with Herceptin that we make an even bigger impact than we previously thought. We thought at the doses we're using of anthracycline, we were well out of the woods. And now we found, as I think Chuck Geyer pointed out, the incidence is much higher than we thought, even for the standard arm. So the fact that you augment that anywhere from 2 to 4-fold is concerning to me. Now, that has to be weighed against efficacy. And if the efficacy really is strongly and statistically significantly different, then I think that has to be taken in consideration when you treat patients. We don't have data sufficient to talk to that point at this point in time. We will soon, and as soon as that data is available, it needs to be made public.